What's up, everybody? It's Sam with Rowdy Alternative, and today we're with Dylan Ault. How are you, man?
Good, dude. How are you?
Good, good. We had you on, I think it was back in February, and obviously you had a new album come out, and I can't wait to dive into that. So I guess first off, man, just let us know what you've been up to. Obviously, like I said, your new album just dropped. Like, what's going on in your life, man?
That's pretty much it. I think it came out about a week ago, so just been kind of relaxing and haven't really touched a guitar at all for a week, and I'll be probably hopping back on next week or so. So just been relaxing and trying to unwind.
Heck yeah, dude, nothing wrong with that. But let's talk about it, man. So like you said, self-titled album, it came out last Wednesday, I believe.
I think so, yeah.
And I wanted to start off with, I know you kind of went on a bit of a break, right? Earlier this year, at least with your like socials, you said like, hey, I'm going to step away for a bit. I guess, was this album kind of like a reset for you? Was that kind of a thing in your mind at all? How'd that play into it?
A little bit. It was kind of like I felt like I was doing a bunch of stuff that didn't really resonate, not only with listeners, but with me as well. I felt like I was just kind of screwing around a little bit and trying different things. And some of it worked, some of it didn't. And then I just took that little break and I burnt the album in like 3 weeks. So it just kind of, I guess it dialed me in and reset, you know, the music that I like to make and stopped, you know, trying to adventure. And not that that's a bad thing, but I think I was a little too far away from what I was, you know, what I really like to do. So that's why I kind of self-titled it, and it felt like it was my brand, you know?
Yeah, absolutely, man. And, I'd imagine like the social media aspect stuff, and I'm sure we probably talked about this last time you were on too, like that also has to be, I'd assume, especially on an artist, it has to wear on you, especially when like you might have like these expectations, especially nowadays with music. I mean, like whether you like it or not, the social media aspect is important. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's a double-edged sword, I like to call it. I'd assume that that had to have been like kind of wearing on you maybe. And like taking that break, like that, you think that really like, you know, got your creative juices going a lot more?
Yeah, for sure. I don't think it reset how I feel about posting stuff, but I still don't want to do it. But you know, you have to, and it's whether it's embarrassing or whatever, you have to do it, and it's a pain. But you know, to answer your question, it definitely reset the creativity and made me want to make music again, because it was, you know, wearing on me to write, and just didn't even want to try anymore. You know what I mean? Like. Try really hard on a video or whatever, gets 200 views, you're like, well, like, what's the point, you know? I can make these songs, but no one's going to hear them. But that's not the truth.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And you hit the nail on the head. But like when we talk about on this album, like, I guess it's a little broad of a term to say, like, the themes or whatever that it might represent. But I think you kind of put it pretty well there when you said it's you, it's your brand, like it's totally what you want to put out. Is that accurate? Like, can you kind of describe the what you were going for on this?
Well, I think if you listen way back, you'll hear country and folk and a little bit of rock and kind of a mix of that, and everything that I ever did well was a mix of all that, you know, kind of a driving rock vibe, but country, I guess, what kind of as well is popular right now. And so with all those other bands kind of coming up and making it heard, I guess it kind of just dialed me back into that's what I really wanted to make, enjoy making anyway, you know. The Taken for a Fool song went viral that time, that has like that kind of vibe. And so I just took after that, and I'm just gonna make a whole album like this. I did. So, yeah. I mean, there's a couple slow, sad songs on there, but it's mostly driving a lot of energy.
Yeah, man. And it's when I listened to it, it has that trait of you can't really put it in a box, you know, like it's, which I think it's kind of like how you said it, what's popping right now is like that music, like that is a lot of it coming out of Texas and stuff like that. It's that sure. rock with the hint of country, like you said, like it's really, you can't pin it down. And that's what the people like to hear. And like going for that sound, it's always really cool to see that nowadays, especially with like the masses are starting to flock to that. And it's like for fans like me who have been fans of it for a while, like going back to like guys like Co to now, like now you got the Moon Rocks, everything like that. You got to learn not to gatekeep that shit, because like as much as you might want to and say like, oh, this is
sucks
mine.
For us.
But you know, it's good for it to kind of like explode like that. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and I kind of wanted to ask, I was going to ask this a little later, but I might as well ask it now. Just like when it comes to your creative process in general, is there any, like now that we're talking about like trying to reach the masses and stuff like that with your music, is there anything in your songwriting that you will not force to reach like, oh, this is what the populace will want to hear? Like I feel like it might be hard to toe that line with like being genuinely you to really wanting to try this thing that might not be your forte just because that's what people want to hear nowadays. Did that make any sense? I don't know if that's something that you might like struggle with.
I think I might have used to struggle with that a little bit. But I think that was kind of the whole purpose of this was to just not, I just don't care. I mean, like, but I didn't pay attention to what other people wanted, but at the same time, I knew what they wanted. And it was also what I wanted. It's what made them, you know, listen to me in the first place. So I guess to answer that is the most natural way to go about it was to do what I wanted, but it's hard to answer. It's like, I don't know. That's hard to answer. I cared what they wanted, but I didn't. Yeah. And it ended up being what they wanted anyway. And it was also what I wanted. I get if that makes sense.
It does. No, it does. And
hard to word about.
No. And like, that's kind of what I was like thinking you might say. I remember when I first interviewed you, you were very much a guy who was like, I'm doing what I want to do. And that always stuck out to me about you. And I was kind of curious as to, if like, obviously, like you said, that's what you want to play anyway. So like that definitely helps. You know what I mean?
For sure. I mean, anytime I've ever, somebody will be like, oh, release a acoustic version or make this kind of merch or do, anytime I've ever done that, nothing happens. You know, it's always, right. Maybe because it feels like I'm working for them instead of actually just making the music myself, you know, anytime I've just made it for myself, it's done way better. It feels better. It's easier to do. You know, it's just, I guess I'll leave it at that.
absolutely. And with this album, whether you want to compare it to like your past releases or what, like, did you find yourself trying anything new when it came to like recording it or the actual process and laying it down? Like what were some ways you navigated that?
New thing. Well, I wanted it to sound pretty uniform. You know, I wanted it to have a little variation, but I didn't really like the amps and all that. All the effects were pretty much uniform throughout the whole thing. The recording style, you know, the overdubs and stuff like that. It was all the same. So that was kind of new. Usually I would just, you know, write the song, make the song how I think it should sound and just put it out. But I wanted this to, you know, because I thought Wide Open, I really liked Wide Open. That was the first one I wrote that kind of started the fire. And I just wanted everything to kind of sound like that. That's what people like is that sound. Like somebody puts out a song, they want something just like that. Although it's different, but they want it to sound, you know, like a brand, I guess, to bring that back up. So that was kind of different. But
yeah, I got you. And was there a reason you chose that in particular to be the single? Or was it just, like you said, it was like the first one you got? Or what was the thought behind that?
It was kind of because it was the first one I got, but it also just felt like a single to me. And as soon as I made it with the production and everything, I was like, this has to be a single. I thought it would maybe get people interested. because I had already had, by the time I decided to put that out, I had maybe two or three other ones, and it just sounded, I just like, I want to put this out now before it gets stale in my mind and I don't release it at all. So
Yeah,
that's
man.
part of it too, is it gets stale pretty quick when you hear it 100 times. No one else has heard it. So
I got you, man. And that was a great choice to put out. It definitely set the tone
appreciate it.
of what to expect. And
That's part of it. Yep.
it got me excited to hear what I was like. I hope the whole album sounds like this, and it did in the best way possible. Like you said, like you wanted it
Yeah. Appreciate
uniform
it.
and everything like that. And I'm gonna ask you this, and sorry if I like keep making you repeat yourself. I'm not trying to make you repeat yourself,
Worries.
but when you were recording this and everything, did you find yourself experimenting in different ways that maybe you didn't expect yourself to before, in ways you recorded, ways you wrote, anything like that, like off the top of your head?
Yeah, I've never really used effects, guitar effects, any type of vocal effect. I just kind of tried it out and it was fun, so I kept rolling with it. Like I usually would just set the amp and that was it. No pedals, nothing. Maybe add like some reverb or something to it, but I mean, I never used delay. I never really did overdubbing. I tried it at one point with the good old days EP. I did some vocal overdubbing, but you know, echo, all that kind of stuff, never used it. But that was new and it made it fun to do it for sure. It was a lot of fun. But yeah, never any auto tune or anything like that. Just I wanted to try, just add some texture, you know. Even did like an overdrive on vocals for some of it. So it was fun.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that you were happy with it, but at first, was it kind of maybe difficult or intimidating to step out of that comfort zone or anything like that? Or was it like, yeah, we're just gonna do it?
Not for me. I think I didn't want people liked, I think, the rawness that I would have and the slower acoustic songs and stuff. And this is not really that. I mean, it's still raw, but they're not going to be used to hearing any vocal effects and stuff like that. So I, especially like an overdrive, you know, distorted kind of boom, I thought, ah, people probably won't like this, but I loved it. So I thought it was cool, made it a little different. But yeah, it didn't really throw me off at all. It was
I got
easy.
you.
Fun.
Was this a one-man show project? No, you like to work pretty much all on your own. So this was another one-man show thing.
Yeah, usually I have maybe like a fiddle or had banjo on the last one and fiddle. I didn't have anything on this. It was just all me. Just guitars and drums and vocals. That was it.
Hell yeah. And
It was just fun.
that's kind of is we talked about brand. That is kind of you, right? Like it's always kind
Yeah.
of been that way.
Fortunately, but unfortunately, in a way, it's a lot of work. But like I said, it took 3 weeks to do this album, and I think it's just a matter of, you know, yes, it's a lot of work, but it's a matter of how natural it feels. Like it felt easier to make 10 tracks in 3 weeks than it did to make one song. It might take me a month to make because it's just I'm trying too hard, you know. This just felt easy and I was kind of in a flow state for a while. It was awesome. It was a good feeling.
Cool. And that kind of leads me into this next question then. You mentioned that like with it just being you, how do you know when you finish a song? Like I feel like it could be easy for an artist to think that they're not doing enough for a song, or they might think they're overdoing it. I feel like that could be hard to really find a place to where you're like, all right, this is good. We're good to go. Does an alarm go off in your head? Is it kind of like, fuck it, we're gonna roll with it? Like how does that process usually work for you?
Songwriting wise, it's pretty easy. I just will write it and do a once over on the vocals, and everything else kind of comes with production in terms of like the arrangement and all that. That changes a lot. I usually write it acoustic, easy to do. But once I start layering other instruments and stuff, that'll change. You know, chord progression, whatever. How do I know it's done? I don't know. Honestly, it's. I think it depends on how it's recorded, how many instruments are on there. I never really feel like I'm adding too much. A lot of the time, I feel like I'm not adding enough to make it different, which is what I kind of focused on. That's another thing that's a little different on this record, is that I tried to add more, you know, make it pop more, you know, give it an 808 if it needs or whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. That's hard to answer. Acoustic's easy, but full band, I just keep listening to it until I guess I get tired of it, and everybody, I show it to maybe a couple people. I guess that's a good answer. Yeah. I'll send it to some people and see what their feedback is. A lot of the time, people that are honest with me, like, I think this needs that or that. I do it, and then it sounds great. I'm like, okay, it's done. So maybe that's the answer. Send it to a couple people, friends or family, whatever.
Yeah, get some outside opinions on it and stuff. Yeah. And this is more like just your creative process in general, on not just this album, but just in everything when you write. Are there, when you look back to when you first started to write songs, I feel like, and I'm not a songwriter, so I'm just kind of spitballing here, I feel like it might be easy to look at other songwriters you admire and are like, okay, here's the template to how to write a song. Here are the rules to do it. I do this, boom, we got a song. It might, like, for when you first started, is it, first off, is that the way you might have seen it when you first started out? And second of all, are there rules or anything that you've ditched along the way of finding your own process, your own way of doing things?
Yes. yeah, at first.
Yep, gotcha. You're good. It happens.
But, yeah, I mean, at first, like I said, I've always had a music background, so I knew how arranging a song worked and all that. But, yes, I guess I would get inspiration as far as how to arrange a song. That it's, I don't know, I'm sorry, I'm kind of babbling now, but...
You're good.
Yeah, all those rules that I tried to learn early on, those have all been pretty much thrown out the window.
Gotcha.
You know, it's, I might write a chorus now, I might write a verse, I might play the chords first, I don't know, it just, I might have a guitar melody, like a solo. So it's all been kind of thrown out the window. I mean, the layout, I don't write a lot of bridges, that's kind of my thing. Most of my songs don't have bridges in them, so I'll do verse, chorus, outro, and it's over.
Yeah.
That's kind of one of my formulas, I guess. But I don't really have any rules, not to sound like a prude, but or like I'm being my own or whatever. But yeah, I don't really have anything.
Yeah. No,
I don't know if that answers the question.
It does. Yeah. And that's kind of what I was like kind of leading into, because like, no matter like if you, it, when, from when you first started, like, I'm sure you might have thought like, oh, this guy does it this way, I'm just going to do it like that. Maybe. I don't know. Like I said, I'm not a songwriter, but everyone forms into their own method, I think. And like, I feel like there's a lot of trimming of the fat you got to do along your process, maybe like that.
For sure. I think I had more of that influence in terms of genre.
Okay.
Like, you know, I really like the way this song sounds. It's in this genre. I don't know about the songwriting necessarily and lyrically, or arrangement wise, but definitely like, okay, where do I want to fall? I want to be in this category, and basically how do I make it different once I found that genre that I really liked and felt natural in? Just try to make it different after that in some way. It's kind of hard in country, but not so much now.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's
dude.
Changed a lot.
Yeah, man. And also I'm curious, and I'm going to try and say this clearly, because whenever I ask this, I tend to like babble on a bit. So try and follow me here.
No,
so
I get it.
when you write, I feel like for a songwriter, especially, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you don't like co-write a lot. It's mainly just you, right?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever co-written.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
So when you do write, and you think about, okay, this is going to be something I put out, others will hear, I feel like it's a good thing, and this may not be the right word for it, but kind of is. It's a good thing to be a little selfish towards your work, because it is your art. And I feel like it's your story, Is that true? Like, do you feel like that you kind of have to be like a little guarded, especially like you don't co-write. So like if someone was to come in and bad ideas off of, do you find it kind of hard to like really take those ideas in maybe, or like you feel like this is something that I'm speaking on, this is what I'm trying to say, that's how I want to put it out as?
If it's something that's like super true to me, then I think, yeah, that would be an issue. But a lot of the stuff I've been working on lately, maybe not so much, which is, that's a new thing. A lot of the songs I wrote for this record were not really about my life. Maybe somebody I know, or just something, a situation I thought of, or maybe it started as something I've been through and then it just turns into, you know, some made up story about some guy or whatever. So I think in the past it was really hard because I was writing a lot of like, you know, ballad, heartfelt kind of stuff. And I wouldn't want the advice, I guess, or the input from anybody else. But on this, if I keep doing this kind of style, then I wouldn't mind co-writing with somebody and just kind of thinking of catchy lines. And I think that was the best part about making this record, was it was kind of all over the place. It didn't feel that personal, which you think it would make that not mean as much, but it was just a fun record to make, you know? Yeah. So it's fun to just write catchy riffs and just have fun with it.
Yeah.
Try to do some solos. I mean,
yeah, man, I actually love you that you mentioned that, because when I listen to music, I am always a music composition instrument guy over lyrics. That's sonically. Just how I am. Yeah, sonically. That's the word. And like, maybe it was just because I was a rock fan growing up versus like a singer songwriter thing. Like, I don't know. Maybe it was just, that's just how I am. But
I'm kind of the same way. So, yeah.
Yeah. And that's kind of what I was going to ask. Like, do you find yourself leaning a certain way, or have you ever really thought of that?
I think for a while, when I first started writing songs, I was very lyric focused and I thought too much. And I think that's why it took me so long to get songs out. Once I threw that out the window for this record, it was done in 3 weeks. You know, it's just like writing catchy stuff that sounded right. I just, you know, babble a nonsense melody in my phone and turn it into words after. And it might not be anything I've ever experienced in my life, but it was catchy to me and it was fun to write. But yeah, I think I'm about like you. I grew up mostly on rock music too, a little bit of country, but I just, something that just sounds cool, you know?
Yeah.
Hell even yeah. Heavy metal. I mean, yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Heavy metal. I mean, you can't help but focus on the riffs, and sometimes that's about
drums. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. For sure. It just sounds cool. That's what hooks me in, at least. And I feel like a lot of people are that way. It has a cool riff at the beginning. I'll probably listen to the rest of the song.
Literally. I'm a simple man. That's all you need. Just get me in there and I'll play the rest of it.
Right. Right. But there's gotta be a hook.
So. Oh, 100%. 100%, man. But that's awesome, dude. Love the album, dude. It was great listen to. And I'm glad you're back with some new music for sure. And obviously, you just dropped an album, so this is kind of a dumb question to ask. But what is, got anything coming up? Whether it be some anything really? What do we got coming next from you? If you have anything, just chilling.
I mean, I just started kind of thinking. Yeah, just chilling. But I just started thinking about it. Maybe an EP that would be fun to do. I don't really want to do another single. I feel like that sets me back in a way. I don't know. Okay. But maybe like a 3-4 track, maybe 5 track EP or something. Let this kind of sizzle for a little bit. Mm. And yeah, I'm not really thinking about much right now. I'm just kind of hanging out and hoping it does good.
Right on, dude. There's on its nothing own. Wrong with that.
That's the new thing too, is I'm trying to not press it too much. Seems like every time I try to promote stuff, it does not, people get tired of it before it even comes out. So I just try to put it out and just hopefully people go, they don't know what it is. So like, oh, I'll go check this out. Maybe they'll like it. That's the goal.
Right on, man. Absolutely. Yeah. And I feel like that's has to be kind of hard in the era we're in to navigate the waters of like the, you know, it's a single focus thing now. Our attention spans are getting shorter, like that kind of thing. You got to do the TikToks, but it's good to see that someone is out there just doing it the way they want to do, you could call, I guess you could call it like the grassroots way, like just kind of the old ways of doing it. I'm going to put it out and I'm not going to make a million TikToks about it in one day kind of thing.
I mean, if it was something super catchy and very attention grabbing, then I would. You know, people have to know it's out in some way or another, and labels aren't really going to do that anymore.
Yeah.
So unless you're huge, you know,
yeah,
but you got to at least let people know it's out there. But at the same time, it's like, you just become annoying. It's annoying to me to do that. I can't imagine how annoying it is for other people to see my face every 5 seconds, you know, I don't really care about that. So hopefully it just, goal is to just let people find it naturally. And hopefully they share it with people they think would like it too. That's, I think that's the funnest way to do it. The most rewarding too. It means it, you did well, you know?
Yeah, absolutely, man. And for anyone listening, you could take it from me too. Like, this is a great album. It's a fun listen. You can't really skip any tracks. That's another thing I wanted to mention. Like, it's,
appreciate it.
It flows, you know, like it's, there's no dead zone in it to where you're like, all right, let's keep it going. Like, the whole thing flows and you'll fly through it without even thinking about it, which is like perfect.
Thanks.
In my opinion, for when I listen to music. But,
I mean, that's one reason I hate making albums. I'm like, nobody wants to listen to a whole album anymore unless every song is just a hit, you know. Not saying mine are, but just something easy to listen to. It's hard to listen to a 20-track record. It might take a week for me to get through that. And I have to really want to listen to this guy, you know. I just rather listen to a few songs, and 10 is about the max for me.
I am with you on that. These, some artists putting out these 30-track albums, it's like, what are you doing, bro?
It's crazy. I mean, some of them do a good job on it, right? But and they're huge artists, but I can't get through it. Yeah, you know,
me neither.
And then you got to go play it live somehow. So
for sure. Yeah. But Dylan, dude, thanks for hopping on. I'm glad we could catch up. I'm glad you hit me up and we made this happen, man. And
I appreciate you doing it again.
Sure, of course, anytime, dude. And like I said, everyone listening, give this record a listen. Totally worth it. Dylan, before we head out though, where can people find you? Just Dylan Ault on everything?
I think so. Dylan Ault Music, maybe.
Yep.
I've changed it a few times. I don't know why, but I think it's Dylan Ault Music. But streaming Dylan Ault, yep.
Hell yeah. Y'all make sure to do that. Also check out Raise Rowdy, Rowdy Alternative. Google us, we'll show up. So thanks everyone for listening. Dylan, thanks again for hopping on. And we'll see you all next time.
Thank you. My boots would look good on your bed, and I bet you can do some crazy things with those hips. You've been turning me on all night, so why don't you and I run and tell your friends who's gonna take you home tonight? Make a mess of this stuff.